This Wednesday, the church celebrates Ash Wednesday, the start of the season of Lent, which is, of course, a penitential season, a time for reconciliation. With that in mind, today's homily is all about sin and confession. I can feel your excitement. I'm sure many of you rolled out of bed this morning and thought, boy, wouldn't it be cool if the whole homily was about sin and confession? But the concept of sin is central to our faith, and I don't think we talk about it enough. We look at the cross and we know that Jesus died to save us from our sins. We start every Mass by calling to mind our sins. A little while later, Father will raise the chalice and say, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins." But as a practical matter, what is sin? A number of years ago, a reporter asked the President of the United States, the then President, as he was finishing his term, that very question, what is sin? The president responded by saying that sin is being out of alignment with my values. I think a lot of people would agree with that if they think of sin at all. But that's kind of scary. You set up your own moral value system and then judge your actions accordingly. If that's your worldview, nobody flunks that test and everybody gets a trophy at the end. And that's not biblical. There's a whole section in the Catechism on sin, and I want to point out some highlights. Sin is an offense against God, as well as a fault against reason, truth, and right conscience. It's a failure in genuine love for God and neighbor. In Mark's gospel, Jesus teaches that sin comes from within. From our hearts come things like evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, greed, deceit, envy, arrogance, and folly. Sins can happen in our thoughts and in our words, in what we've done and in what we failed to do. Sometimes those sins of omission, the things we failed to do, can be some of the worst sins of all. Pope Pius XII, in an address to the United States more than 75 years ago, said that the tragedy of our age was that people have lost the sense of sin, the awareness of sin. And I think we can all agree that things haven't gotten better in the last 75 years. We develop our awareness of sin through participation in the sacraments, by studying Scripture and the Catechism, reflecting on the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes, through prayer and self-reflection. The Catholic Church is often criticized as being too rigid, unrealistic, and out of touch with prevailing notions of morality. Some suggest that the Church should acquiesce to popular opinion, in effect, defining deviancy downward. But to do that would be to ignore the destructive nature of sin. There's nothing glamorous about sin. It's sad, depressing, and soul-wrenching. To examine that further, let's take a look at today's readings. Both the first reading and the gospel talk about leprosy. Leprosy is a chronic, contagious disease caused by a type of bacteria that results in disfigurement and deformities. In the society of Jesus' time, leprosy was typically considered as a curse, which prevented a person from full participation in the life of the community. Here, leprosy is an allegory for sin. If you have time this week, go back and reread the readings. And anytime you see the word leper or leprosy, substitute sin or sinner. In the first reading from the book of Leviticus, the lepers, the sinners, are banished from the camp. If they move about, they have to say, unclean, unclean, so people keep their distance. That's the effect of sin. It divides us. The early church father Origen of Alexandria commented that where there is division, there is sin. Like leprosy, sin infects and poisons our relationships, our relationship with God and with each other. Sin turns our hearts away from God's love, and when we hurt others, we wound the body of Christ. Bishop Fulton Sheen once said that we're meant to use things and love people, but oftentimes we get that backwards. We love things and use people. That's why the church doesn't lower the bar or redefine sin just so we can hit the target. We're not called the spiritual mediocrity, but rather we're called to be saints. And in a great paradox, the church balances its extraordinary moral and ethical demands with an extraordinarily lenient penitential system in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. The mercy of God does not deny the reality of sin as if it doesn't matter. Rather, we're called through the Mass and the sacraments to repent and turn back to God. To explore that further, let's go to today's gospel reading. A leper, a sinner, came to Jesus, kneeled down and begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hands, touched him and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." If you remember anything about this Mass or this homily, remember those words of the gospel. If you wish, you can make me clean. There's so much brokenness and pain in our world. God wants to heal us. He wants to make us clean. During this Lenten season, I would encourage everyone to go to confession at least once, even if you haven't been for a long time. I ordered some pamphlets that'll help you a little bit with an examination of conscience, and it goes through all the prayers. These are back on the tables. Please grab one on your way out. And I want to finish by just reciting a short poem based on today's readings. This is Unchained by Rita Simmons. Sin slowly kills me. What started out as a slight offense has spread and blossomed. Virtues fall off till I'm a walking tomb, whose life is death, whose breath is rot. Chains no one can see weigh and shackle me. I feel the wrath of God and rage within this cage to meet despair. I cannot free a single hair. Unclean, I scream from gravel throat. My mission, to let everyone know to flee the likes of me. But there is one who is not afraid. He allows me to approach. He sees my chains and snaps them off. Suddenly I'm clean and whole and no longer feel the wrath of God. For I live again by his command and the power in his pity and in his hands.